L. Grimace Mugs. Hello Kitty Keychains. Teeny Beanies. For a limited time, your favorite McDonald's collectibles, filled with memories and magic, are now on collectible cups. Get one of six when you order a collector's meal at McDonald's with your choice of 10-piece McNuggets or a Big Mac. Come get your cup while you still can. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time while supplies last.
Make this new school year an opportunity for your kids to learn important life skills with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely, while parents keep an eye on kids' money habits. Greenlight also helps families get into their fall routine with a chores feature that lets parents assign chores and pay kids' allowance when they check them off. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Greenlight.com/pod.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome in to another edition of Believe in Mets, my third episode of the new podcast, also on the Unfiltered umbrella, where you might be listening as well, both via Apple, Spotify, everywhere you get your podcasts. Get me on Twitter or X at Casey Stern for all the information on the YouTube channel, Instagram, and more. My guest today, longtime friend, has been on this program many times on the Unfiltered side, and he is the bench coach for the New York Metropolitans, of course, John Gibbons. Gibby, I'm appreciative, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, the red hot Mets. Did you say
the hottest team in baseball, 23-10 since June 3rd. How about that?
Is that what it is? Okay. You know what? Hey, Case, we got a good team, though. We're just, in a lot of ways, we're playing up to our potential, if you want to know the truth.
I do want to know the truth. That's why I have you here. The truth I always tell you every time you come on is we got to pay off sponsors. So I'll tell you the Bet Online, your number one source for your sports betting needs, baseball, golf, soccer, all the big fights, every stat matchup and live odds, and even allows us to give you to drink his coffee. When the game's over, head over to our online casino and get in on the game of blackjack. See how smooth that was, poker, unwind on over 150 slot games. Then get in on all the action on the website right now by using the promo code BELIEVE. It's BLEAV. 50% off and a free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. It's Bet Online. The game starts here. All right, so I want to start here because you talk about all that has gone on lately. It is the best record in baseball since June 3rd. What happened? There was a team meeting. There are all kinds of little things, but from your vantage point, what has happened to get this team here?
You know what, Casey? Honestly, it's just we're playing to our potential, I think. You know, we got off to a slow start. We weren't hitting at all. And then I got to give Mendoza, Carlos Mendoza, our manager, a lot of credit because, you know, we could have disappeared completely because we got off to that bad start, picked it up, were relevant again, and then hit the skids big time, right? And then, but he held us all together. And then, we got hot again, and we finally started combining offense with pitching. And, our bullpen actually held us together early on. Kept our heads above water. They've struggled a little bit on and off because they get used so much in today's game. But now it's really everything's coming together. But when you score runs, you know you can cover a lot of things. It gives you some breathing room, and we've beaten the teams we're supposed to beat.
Yeah, I want to get into and dig into a lot from this, but let's start with Carlos Mendoza because you brought that up. You know what it takes to be a successful manager in this sport. You also know how difficult it is to do the first time out and the learning curve that comes with it. What has impressed you most about what he's done and how he's handled things for a guy doing it for the first time?
Yeah, Casey, he's steady, man. He really is. You know, he's he was in New York, I think 5 or 6 years as a bench coach, right? So he's seen it, how you operate here, right, in the city. But he's got what it takes because, you know, he's even keeled. You know, he'll blow up every now and then like you're supposed to if it calls for some emotion. But, he's just a steady guy. He's a good dude. He's a good man, first of all. He's fair to these guys. You know, he communicates really, really well. He makes the job enjoyable. And you know what? There's no question we have talent, though. But the manager's number one job is to get the most out of that, right? And the team's very similar to what it was last year. But they didn't perform like they should have what it was expected. This year, they're performing like what everybody expects to this point anyway.
There's a lot has impressed me to a lot of the players through all of this, but I got to bring up Lindor because I thought, and you know how it is in today's day and age, and a manager's always know how this is because you're always in the crosshairs of dealing with all the bullshit from the media, right? And all the up and down hero to zero. But here's Lindor off a great year last year, has a terrible April, and the calendar's not even in May. And people casting him off, the contract is a bust, get him out of here, maybe there's a way we can move him, right? I mean, and I'm hearing all of this, and I'm thinking this is insane. But from the outside, I could not have been more impressed at the way he handled all of that. Stood in front of the fire in a press that you know is not easy, Gibby, in New York, right? Build the play back to what we're used to and should have clearly been an all-star. We all know that. What's been your take from your vantage point on what you've watched from Lindor as this year has kind of developed?
Hey, Case, he's been incredible. You know, I'd seen him in the past, you know, when he was playing in Cleveland. I watched, you know, some Mets games on TV the last couple of years. But, you know, it's funny. I told him, a few weeks ago, I said, listen, I knew you were good, but I didn't know you were this good. And that's the truth. You know, first off, he plays every day. He comes to play every day. He's got a smile on his face, good or bad. You know, that's rare these days. But he's out there every stinking day. I don't care what the score is. He doesn't come out of the games. But he got off to that slow start you were talking about, and he was taking heat. But, you know, he kept that smile on his face because he knew, you know, he knew he was good. And then, you know, everything just came together. You know, the great players, you know, that have been around the game and they produce every year, eventually that's all going to come together and going to have another their normal type year, right? And he's on pace to do just what he did last year. But I've never seen anybody as steady as this guy, and I've been around a lot of good ones. You know, he doesn't ride that roller coaster, which is so big, and he's proven that he can play in a tough town. You know, and a lot of guys can't do that. So I tip my hat to him. But he's kind of our leader out there. You know, it is amazing that how he plays every day. He never bags out. You never need to take him out. I've been impressed. Really, yeah, really impressed.
You know this, but people don't give enough credit. I talk about this over the years to guys that come from markets like Cleveland. And there's nothing against it. Just waste. I mean, it's not New York, right? You get five beat guys in a room, you know, versus what you got in New York in that clubhouse, right? And then to come to New York and with that contract on your back, right, to be the man. And then to go through struggles, first season went through struggle, bounced back last year, great year, go through struggles again in April. That is incredibly difficult to do. How much has he set the tone for everyone else in the way that you talk about him going to the post, if you will, every day?
Well, you know, that's big. You know, when your star players show up to play every day, you know, and they're out there, everybody's got to do it, right? But, you know, he's a grounded individual, and I think that helps him. But he doesn't ride, like I said, when he doesn't, you don't ride that roller coaster, you know, he's the guy everybody looks to, you know, he doesn't have those big emotional swings, and that allows him to be good every day. And it's, you know, it's really, I can't understand how he's not on the all-star team. You know, I get it. Some guys get slighted here. I mean, that's part of it, but that's kind of what's wrong with our game. You know, if this guy is not on the all-star team, something's wrong. You know?
Well, part of it is, and it's a different conversation, but you got the one per team. So you get a guy like CJ Abrams with the Nationals. So he's got to be their pick and he's a shortstop. So then it takes away a shortstop and all this other crap that goes involved, but he should have been. And, you know, I mean, I don't want to get into controversies, but the fact that the league may want Pete in the home run derby may be one reason why he gets in instead of Lindor. Who knows? They should both be in. So should Nimmo.
Who's
been on fire, and with the power and the run production over the last 3 weeks, Gibby, Did you realize, because from afar, Lindor, you've seen, you manage against Lindor, right? You know him. And we all know Pete. We've watched Nimmo develop, but it was during a couple of years where you got to, you know, finally take some rest and spend time with the family. Did you realize how good and capable of being great Nimmo was? What's been your take on him so far?
Yeah, I mean, I had no idea he was this good either. You know, yeah, you look at the top of our lineup. The top of our lineup is as good as anybody in baseball. You know, you know, everybody talks about the Dodgers, this and that, and I'm not going, we're better than the Dodgers or anything like that. But then when you had JD Martinez, you know, and Alonso down there, that's a tough freaking lineup, you know. But as far as Nimmo goes, you know, I'd seen his numbers. I knew this guy was a good player, but he said he's a good player. But he's another really good player that just keeps getting better and better, you know. And I've talked to the hitting coaches. They talk about how he's progressed over the years, and he's developed power and all that. But he gives you a great at bat, and he hits lefties as well as anybody, you know. Used to be, you know, a lot of times you see those, you got that lefty in your lineup on your hitter on your team, and you worry about, you know, if you're facing a tough lefty that night, you don't even give it a second of thought. But Nimmo, you know, he's going to give you a good at bat, and he's as good against them as he is right-hander. So, yeah, he's like I said, you know, we do have a good team.
And again, the attitude, right? Positive all the time. I love that he's out there saying he wants the team to go be buyers at the deadline. Like, I love that, right? And obviously with the deal that he got, you know, a lot of confidence and bravado can come with that. But I love that he's doing that. A lot of the vibes that we talk about, and that's been something that has been discussed a lot, come down to this OMG. And of course, we're talking about Mr. Candelita himself with Jose Iglesias, who, another guy you managed against. We've all seen him, right? Defensive wizard. We all remember him playing with the Red Sox. And you know, here he is. How he's in the minors for as long as he was, I have no idea. But here he is coming up, giving, to me, I think, the best at-bat of the season, you could argue. The walk that he had to set up the Lindor walk-off hit against the Pirates on Sunday a few days ago, right? And you think about the kind of ABs he's giving you at the bottom of the lineup, the defense that he brings you wherever you put him in there. But what has he done to the culture? I mean, other than the singing, which I'll get to because I want to ask you.
That is big,
though.
Oh,
I'm going to ask you about that. But what? Just take me inside. Take the fans inside. What has it really meant to the culture, his addition to this team?
Yeah, you know, Casey, you know, I'd seen him in Detroit plenty too, and I always knew he was a good player, and he was always known for his defense. But before I get started here, I mean, the sucker can hit too, man. I mean, he's gotten better, you know, the longer he plays. But you look at his career, it's offensively, he's better than you probably would imagine, right? Because I always viewed him as a defensive specialist, which he is, you know. But there's just, you know, there's something you and I were talking about before we started. Somebody during the season, somebody will show up or something will happen, and it just kind of sparks things, or it kind of settles things, or something changes, right? And so when we got up here, you know, a big part of it is, you know, he's a fun-loving, good guy that's upbeat, that picks everybody up, right? And that's what he was doing when he got here. You know, he kind of was that good feeling guy. And then, of course, then he started playing. It's been very, very productive. And then we come out with a big song, you know, and it's like, but there's just something there's no question that he has done something. It's just his presence here to this team, you know, and everything's kind of coincided with us getting better.
Now, how is your Spanish? Are you in on the lyrics? Because I've got my kids
poquito.
Like, un poquito, sí.
I have a hard enough time with English, man.
I mean, I've got my kids wanting to listen to the song in the car.
Yeah.
So, like, everybody's into it. So, are you singing along? Like, how into this are you? Be fair and be honest. Like, you've heard the song now a million times, right? It's pretty good.
It's catchy.
We're kind of surprised, right? Look, a major leaguer all of a sudden can sing. What the hell? What is this, karaoke night? But yeah, all of a sudden, I mean, it's good.
It's really good. You know what? Before this all really took off, I had heard that song, or maybe it was his walk-up song. And I'm going, you know, I thought, dang, where'd that song come from? I said, and then somebody said, that's him singing. I said, what? No way. And that's kind of where I got introduced to it, right? But then, you know, when we started playing it all the time, when good things are happening, it is catchy, man. And we find ourselves, and me included, you know, 62-year-old man, walking around the clubhouse, humming it, or at least singing, oh my God, you know, it's like, it's unbelievable, you know? And, that's gonna carry us to the promised land. You never know.
I mean, if you keep singing that song, I'll just make it go viral, and then it'll take me to the promised land.
So you're already there, man.
Well, talking to you, of course I am. Course, John Gibbons, bench coach for Mets, is joining us. Apple, Spotify, every podcast, and Filtered and Believe in Mets. So, you know, for you being back in the dugout and with the Mets specifically, I mean, you and I talked about this a number of times on and off air, you know, before you did it, right? When you knew you had the job. But what's it been like? How nostalgic has it been? Have you soaked it in any more than you kind of did? Because you're not sure when you leave the game, right, as a manager, whether or not you're going to be back in the dugout. What's it been like for you?
You know, Casey, you know, I really enjoyed it. And a lot of that has to do with the guys I'm working with, you know. There's no question about that. And Mendoza's been really good to me and, you know, let me do my thing. But I will tell you this, the game is so different now than I remember, which was just 5 years ago. You know, the you know, analytics was on the scene, wasn't as heavy and big as it is now, right? And there's a lot of good info out there, but it still comes down to the basics, I think, you know, and using good judgment and things like that. And you know, our front office is here, David Stearns and them, they're really good at, like, giving us some leeway, you know, giving Mendoza, you know, they just, hey, do your thing the best you know how, and they give them the info and all that, which is important because I know there's a lot of places out there they can strong arm some of these guys, and that's not ideal. But you know, right now it's really an ideal place to be. You know, I've really enjoyed it. How long it lasts, I've got no idea. But you know, I think I told you back when we talked that, you know, the thing I missed most about the game was the, you know, the boys in the clubhouse, the competition, and didn't miss all the BS. And I can still say that. You know, it's good to see these guys every day. You go to the clubhouse, and there's your buddies and the guys you're doing this with every day. And then the competition of the game starts, you know. But now I don't deal with all the BS. Mendoza has to deal with all that crap, right? So,
you get to have your cake and eat it too, right?
That's right. So from that end, it's been really enjoyable.
I know clearly, obviously, covering the game 2 decades plus, and I think most diehard fans understand the role of a bench coach. But there are a lot of people who are listening and watching who may not, and younger fans probably don't. How do you kind of best describe, I used to say the consigliere, right, to use the old term, right, is basically, yeah, right, I mean, is kind of the best way to put it. How do you kind of put a finger on and describe what your role is day in and day out for people who don't understand from the outside and from their vantage point as a fan what a bench coach does daily?
Well, Casey, I mean, it's different now than it was, you know, a few years ago when I was managing, because it's funny, when I first got the job, I told Carlos, I said, listen, now I've never organized, because I was a bench coach in Kansas City, you know, in between jobs.
For Trey Hillman? Was it for Trey Hillman?
Trey Hillman, yeah, and then Ned Yost, you know, yep, both of those guys. And I said, dang, Carlos, I better let you know that I've never organized a spring training. This is your first spring training. And he said, oh, don't worry about it. We got coaches for that, right? And so all teams have guys, a lot of them anyway, that do that. And it turns out our guy is Danny Barnes, who pitched for me in Toronto. You know, one of our – he did a great job for us. So thank God he's here, put it that way. So spring training was – because I'll sit there in my chair and go, dang, there's no way I could have done all this. So a lot of that technical stuff and all the different things he takes care of, Barnes he takes care of, right? And that's a good thing because otherwise I might not be here. But then, you know, a lot of it during the game, you know, Mendy will bounce some things off of me. And, you know, most of the time, you know, your manager and your pitching coach are driving the pitching moves and things like that. They're in each other's ear like that. And then the bench coach is also, you know, another sounding board, or maybe say, what do you think about blah, 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 whatever. And then, so that's kind of what we do here. And that's kind of, I think, the norm most places. And then, you know, the bench coach will always keep an eye on maybe if we need a pinch run or defense and all that. But I find myself, I tell you, Mendy, you know, he did that job with the Yankees, you know, for a long time. And, you know, he's on the ball, man. Sometimes they remind me that, hey, we're going to run for this guy. Go, oh, yeah. So not only is he doing the managing, he's doing the bench job too. So,
that anyway. Makes it easy. That's all right. You guys got, I mean, you got to back each other up, and one hand washes the other. But that role is a trusted role, but it also comes with trust that you build, and you guys didn't know each other, Right. I mean, that, which is a weird and not weird, but it's a different scenario. A lot of times, right, managers will pull in like, you know, their guy, their buddy or whoever. Right. You did this when you had staffs under you. Right. I mean, you kind of do it that way. How has that relationship kind of developed over the first half of the season for you?
You know, we kind of, we took to each other right away. You know, I knew the first time I talked to
And move your phone down so I could see your beautiful face.
Then. No, that was the whole idea. But no, you know, Case, you know, the first time I talked to him on the phone, you know, we had that connection, you know, and you could usually tell right away when you first talk to somebody. And of course, you know, I had a couple guys out there that vouched for me, which went a long way too. But you never know. You never really know until you're with each other every day. But it goes back to what I said a while ago, you know, he's a good man, you know, and when you got that, you know, he respects what everybody else has done in the game, and he lets everybody do their job, you know, and then he knows he's got to make the final decision. And that's big because there's a lot of control guys out there that won't let guys do their job or always looking over the shoulder. And that a lot of times you run into trouble, you know, but shoot, we got a good coaching staff. He lets them do their job and then he makes the final decision. And, we all get along, and when you're winning, we all get along even that much better.
As a guy who your playing days were long ago, your managing days not long ago, your playing days long ago, but you know a thing or two about catchers. This Alvarez is pretty good. it's remarkable to watch, and I almost want to kind of go reverse with him because one of the things that doesn't get talked about enough is that this guy could easily have been, well, he's got a lot of power. He could be a 40 home run bat consistently. So he'll be a DH or he'll be a first baseman. It's always right. We're moving him out of catcher's roles because we just figure that guy can't play defensively or whatever. How about the work he's put on the defensive end that you've seen since day one of spring training and you've watched here so far?
Hey, Case, I mean, well, he's a complete package, you know? I mean, you watch him hit. He's a powerful hitter. You know, and he's gives you a good at bat. He's just not up there wailing away. And he's going to be very productive with the bat his whole career, right? Now you got a catcher that can really hit. But defensively, he's got great hands. He's got a great arm. You got the total package there that can be the backbone of your team for a number of years, you know, which, you know, every team's looking for that guy, right? And he's a young man. He's learning. But he's another guy. He shows up every day. He's got a smile on his face. He's enthusiastic. You know, he doesn't get down in the dumps about anything. And so we got a lot of guys like that. You know, it's contagious. You know, they don't get down on themselves. But I'm going to tell you, too, though, we picked up a guy, Torrens, from the Yankees. When he came over, I mean, this guy's good, too. I don't know how the heck the Yankees let him go. You know, he can really throw. He's a good catcher. And this guy can hit, too.
That's a big hits.
Yeah, and he can shut down to run a game as well. He throws as good as anybody, and and we were talking the other day. I said, "Well, how the heck did we get this guy from the Yankees, man?" You know, I know they got a couple guys they like, but good thing we did, you know, because when he stepped in when he first got here, you know, he carried a load, and then Albie came back, and now we got two of the, I don't think there's anybody any better out there than either one of them, and that's not exaggerating things.
When you're sitting there in Toronto, you put together some lineups that had some, I mean, just loaded for bear with power. And no matter how you put the Donaldsons and the Bautistas and the Encarnacion and all those guys, you knew you had protection in your lineup for big bats because you had a lot of that. The Mets have not had a lot of that the last couple of years. You, during those years, had to manage against them, watch the Red Sox with J.D. Martinez hitting home runs and driving in runs left and right. What kind of a difference did it make in terms of Gibby, the pressure it took off the rest of the lineup just the minute that he was put in there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, that one extra guy you're talking about JD. Is that what
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, here's another guy I'd seen play, but I didn't see him on a day in, day out basis, right? But he's just a pure hitter. He's much better than I thought he was, you know. But I'm going to tell you about this group here. You know, you mentioned the Blue Jays team. We were basically a slugging team, right? You know, a lot of home runs, and we kind of lived and died with that. You know, we faced a guy that you know, could pitch a little bit. He'd give us trouble, you know, but if we were hitting our home runs, you know, get out of the, you know, watch out, right? This team right here, we got a few more guys that are more hitter, pure hitter types that'll use the whole field. You know, it's a big old ballpark. You know, it's tough to hit them here. But when JD got here, he was just that one extra guy that you put in the middle. that, you know what, he's up there, he's a hitter, you know. You don't have to rely on the long ball for him to generate runs. He'll shoot those gaps, you know, he'll draw his walks, all those things. He's much better than I thought he was going to be. And, you know, there was this point there, you know, in this great stretch we've been on. I mean, he carried us for a couple of weeks. You know, he was the guy. He was coming through, you know, night after night, and saved us in a lot of ways there. So, you know, we've got a deep lineup. He said we got good starting pitching, and we got some depth. You know, Senga's supposed to be coming back here. Mm-hmm. That'll be like a big trade, right? And yeah,
just crossed.
You know,
yes,
that's, yeah. So, you know, if you think about all that, we're in a good spot. We worked hard to get to this point. Now we just go out there and each night try to win the game and see where you end up at the end of the year.
All right, now let me dig a little before I let you run, because for those who maybe are younger and don't realize the personality that you bring to the table, and you've been on this show many times, including once where I the view of you now is fine. There was once where you were at your in-law's place and you were sitting on a bed with the computer. So, I mean, we've had all sorts of different conversations here. Because I know, obviously, you're in New York just for the season. You're in a hotel?
Yeah, that's where I live.
You got you living in the hotel. I know that. Right? So they got you living in the hotel. Because I see those are hotel curtains. You could just, for those who are watching, like those. Those are hotel curtains. Like you just know there's a do not disturb thing on the door on the other side of the camera. So,
oh, yeah, it's over there.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
In case that I got my suitcase here that I never unpack.
Can we get the hell out of here? You still haven't unpacked?
No, man. I basically wear the same clothes every day to the park, and because I got them on for 5 minutes, I go to the park, put a uni on, and they never get dirty.
How many suitcases did you bring?
Two. I brought way too many clothes. But yeah, you know, stay in a hotel near the ballpark. I get there, you know, I'm most of the days at the ballpark. So, you know, I just instead of trying to find a lease and trying to find a place that. Plus,
I get it, I'm not going to say it out loud because I know which one they use. But I'm just admiring. So you have two suitcases. You have not unpacked, so you don't put the clothes in the drawers or in the closet when you're.
When my wife's here, she does it. But when she's not, no. Why? Then I have
well,
to
I don't know. Because you're going to be there a while, and because then you could like put your I mean, I feel like I'm talking to my kids, but then you could take the stuff and put it in the suitcase for the road. But then you've got like your home base. It feels homey. And, you know, you got the suitcase put away and look, you can go look at all your Hawaiian shirts or whatever the hell you're wearing. You know, it makes you feel homey. No,
but then I got to fold them again and put them back in the suitcase if I do that. I got that one of the spray bottles, the wrinkle bottles.
I know how that goes.
This isn't my home. My home's at the ballpark. You know.
Right, fair enough. Okay. Fair enough. Now, are you? Let me ask you this before you. All-Star break coming up. What are you going to do? You're going to go? Are you going home? Are you going to go away? What are you
going
to do?
Yeah, I'm going back to Texas. Yeah, I haven't been there in a while, I always look forward to that. You know,
little home cooking.
Little home cooking. Then we start the second half down there in Miami. So, you know,
does the missus miss you or she's utilizing the break?
Well, you know, she actually comes up here. She comes up a lot. Hey, you know, okay, she's a wildlife photographer, right?
I know that. And you showed me, by the way, the pictures are amazing. Like amazing. Yes.
Yeah. But they've been kind enough to let her, photograph some of the, baseball games. So she comes
that's
up
awesome. Here. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So
I love that.
You know, we had, you know, Mark Levine, who was a photographer.
I'm so sad about
tragic
that. I met him a million times.
Yeah.
He was a terrifically nice man.
And he was really good to us. And you know, so sad what happened. And but, yeah, so she does come up just so she can do that. I don't know if to see me, but just to take some pictures, you know.
All right. Well,
all these young guns.
You spruce up the curtains behind you and make it feel like home. Because you got half a season and some playoffs still to go. Gibby, always appreciate this, my friend. It's so great to catch up with you. And I'm thrilled for you to be back in the mix, but with a team that's having a lot of fun. And I know you wouldn't give yourself any credit, but you deserve some for part of that vibe and the culture and everything that's happened in that clubhouse. Appreciate you, my friend.
Case, man, it's always great to see you, pal. Keep up the good work anytime, man.
Go unpack.
Well, I'm leaving in 2 days. Why am I packing?
Okay, fair enough. You wait till you get
next
back.
Next time.
Maybe bring another suitcase. Appreciate you, my friend. There he is, John Gibbons. You can catch us on Believe in Mets and Unfiltered everywhere you get your podcast, presented by
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Have you met All Modern? All Modern brings you the best of modern furniture and decor, and they deliver it for free in days. You heard that right. Days. That way, you get your sofa ASAP and can sit comfortably while figuring out your other modern must-haves. At All Modern, you'll find every style of modern, from Scandi to mid-century, minimalist to maximalist. Every piece is hand-vetted for quality by our team of experts and designed for real life. That's modern made simple. Shop now at allmodern.com.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
My Keurig brewer from Walmart always comes in super clutch. I got it so I can keep grinding on my paper. You know I'm hitting that deadline. I also got it so I could stay up late to do some exam cramming. And of course, you know I'll be ready to stroll into my morning class, sipping in style. I guess you could say it's a literal lifesaver. Cheers to that. Shop your coffee fuel needs at Walmart.